Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Everybody knows this weekend is all about the Bathurst 1000 tools.
Yeah, that's right. So Mount Panorama.
Oh, yeah.
Cars fanging up that mountain.
You know, and someone who has her dream job, you would say she is a model, she loves her motorsport, she's down there at the Bathurst 1000. Kate Peck, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course you pick up on everyone else's adrenaline there, but it is such a massive weekend with a lot of energy used. How do you get your little pick-me-up?
It's my little what?
You pick me up. How many coffees are you smashing?
You don't need a coffee here, mate. It's pure adrenaline. It's burning rubber. The fans are so excited. I got here at 7 a.m. this morning. Not even race day, and the whole car park was already packed. It's unbelievable. People come from far and wide, and I was chatting to a few yesterday that have been camping for the last 7 days just to get the perfect position up on Mount Panorama. So, yeah, you don't need any coffee. It's pure adrenaline and a hell of a lot of racing.
Kate, good news yesterday. Tim Slade, there was a big accident, a big crash, but he's okay. Describe that. How did that all go down?
Oh, that was just pretty. They were going really hard in practice yesterday. Shane also had an off, but his car will be okay. I mean, his engineers will be working on that for 24 hours solidly. But yeah, Tim Slade, he really put it in the wall. It was very bad. So I think that he is okay.
Yes.
But yeah, they were just going hard. You know, I don't know what was happening with the track, but it was pretty brutal.
So I've never been to Bathurst before. Joel has said that he has emceed a couple of events there. Can we describe it, maybe you two together? Are people sitting on the roofs of their cars? Do they have the couches out? What's the scenery there?
Oh, they have got everything. They've all got their motorized eskies. They're sitting on every surface that you possibly could to get a view of the track. You know, they've got their picnic rugs out, they've got their epic barbecues, they've got roasts happening, they've got their hats with the beer cans There is everything you'd never seen before up there on Mount Panorama. It's just mind-blowing.
You described it sensationally, and I don't like it when it's attached to people not handling their liquor because everyone just hugs each other. It's a family-friendly event too. People are happy there. I've never seen any riffraff. I will say this, the myth, the legend, that people go there early to Bathurst to bury the grog, drink responsibly, of course. Do you think that actually happens still to this day in 2017?
You know, funny that I did a story on that yesterday, and I was asked quite a few people that have been there for many years, and they said that they used to do it, but it's really hard to dig up the ground because it's so hard there that they stopped quite a few years ago, and it's really turned into a family fun event.
Sure.
People don't get that rowdy, you know.
Yes.
There's so many police. There's such a huge police presence up there, and you know, driving out of here. So I just don't think anybody wants to risk it. It's pretty civilized up there. You'd be surprised.
And lastly, well, not lastly, but you need to talk about how the actual season is going. So Scott McLaughlin, he's in the lead of the series, and Jamie Wincup not too far behind. What's your tip for this weekend?
Oh, I definitely think it's between Scotty and Wincup. It's going to be a very competitive race. I mean, it's the first time that we've got three teams that are heading into Bathurst that all have the potential to win. PRA, Red Bull, Penske, I think that it's going to be a very, very competitive race. But my money's on Scotty to win. I like that boy. He's a good lad.
What about Frosty? Winnipeg.
Frosty, I'm not putting my money on Frosty this weekend, but he's a legend as well.
They're all legends.
I only know that because my coffee guy said that this morning. That's who he's going for. But thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kate, and have an absolute blast.
Pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Kate.
Yes, thank you. Hope you'll be watching on Channel 10 all weekend.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.